You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles Alistair Green and his latest release, Through the Rain. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for an old friend of mine by the name of Alistair Green. We've known him since 2006, and every year he's turned out a great blues rock album, but this time he's back with a decidedly more conventional rock effort, which by conventional I don't mean to say boring, just great rock and roll can be assured from this guy. The album is called Through the Rain, and you'll hear an exclusive interview with Alistair regarding this new release in just a few minutes. But first, from the CD Through the Rain, here is Alistair Green with By the Way. From his latest release, Through the Rain, that was Alistair Green with By the Way. Check out Alistair at his official website, www.agsongs.com. Rockwired had a chance to get reacquainted with Alistair Green regarding his latest release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Alistair, it's great to hear you. Great to talk to you again, and you've got a great new CD, and now that it's out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the finished product here?
Well, I'm very happy, A, to get it out there and get it done, and B, to see what people think. It's a little bit different of a direction than my last CD. This is a lot more hard rocking. This album has a lot more to do with my rock influences, but I did try and mix in the blues as well. And so I'm really happy, man. It took a long time to kind of get this thing to where it is, and so I'm really happy to finally have it out.
Well, so far, I mean, of the reactions that you have received, have there been any that have surprised you?
Well, actually, yes, in a way, like pleasantly surprised that some of the blues websites and blues publications have, embraced it and, have some of the support of those people. I quite honestly thought that it was going to not be looked upon as a blues album, but I suppose there's enough of a blues and blues rock influence that that the people that are into that kind of music would dig it. So I guess I am a little bit surprised that it has been received so well, kind of from the blues world.
Well, I think these days people just like, people like honesty, and they like, six strings and no matter what it is. So
right, totally. Especially as far as the guitar playing aspect goes, I mean, it's hard to escape that. Just that's part of my style at this point. So anytime I, go to do a solo, it's probably going to have a blues vibe, so.
Right. And who all did you work with in terms of production?
Well, I did most of the record. We did some of the basic tracks with one of the drummers on the album. There's a lot of different musicians on the album. The drummer from my regular band, Tom Lackner, has a home studio. So we started, I would say, four or five songs at his studio. The bulk of the recording was done with a guy named Robinson Eikenberry, who is an engineer producer from Santa Barbara, who's worked with a lot of people over the years. And so those would be the two guys primarily that I work with for, I would say, the majority of the record.
I see. And let's see, and for anyone who doesn't know, I mean, this is the first time I've interviewed you for this show specifically. Talk about how music got started for you. How did that begin?
Well, I think anybody's going to be turned on to either their parents' record collection, or if they have older brothers and sisters, their record collection. I'm the oldest child, so the first music that I heard was through my parents and my mom. Beatles records, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Leon Russell, that was some of the first music that I heard. And then when I started getting into music a little bit later, sixth grade-ish, junior high, I started getting into a lot of the hard rock bands. And I played instruments, when I was pretty young. I had piano lessons, and I played saxophone for many years. But I didn't start playing guitar until I really got into high school and got into more, rock bands, harder rock bands music, guys like Van Halen and Ozzy and stuff like that. So, and my mom played piano, so there was music around the house, and my father's father, my grandfather, was a pretty well-respected and well-known jazz musician named Chico Alvarez, who played trumpet in the Stan Kenton Big Band in the 40s and the 50s. So it was always around, whether it was being played, on the stereo, or whether it was, my mom, or, going to see my grandfather play occasionally. So that was kind of how I got started with it.
Yeah, and you say it was this classic rock sound that got to you initially, but what kind of brought you to the blues? I mean,
well, as far as the blues goes, I was very aware of it from when I started playing guitar. My first guitar teacher, said, well, if you want to play rock, you got to know, some Freddie King or some Chuck Berry or some Jimi Hendrix. So I was very aware of it early on, but it didn't quite click with me until I was probably, 17 or 18, and a friend of my dad's, who knew I played guitar, loaned me some records, and you know, I remember specifically what records they were. It was B.B. King Live at the Regal, Buddy Guy, Man in the Blues, Steve Ray Vaughan's first couple of records, Allman Brothers at the Fillmore East, Johnny Winter's Second Winter, Jimi Hendrix's Cry of Love. So all of a sudden I'm presented with, you know, these seven or eight records, and I start putting those on, and for whatever reason, because of the variety of those artists, you know, I started going, oh, this is kind of where it came from. This is what it's about. And at that time, I'd also, you know, was listening to Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath. And then so it was apparent to me where all this music kind of came from. And that really, being someone that's into history as well, that really got me intrigued in how this music even came about. So that's when I got into it, and I haven't really stopped.
I see. It's one thing to pick up the guitar and start playing, but it's another thing to write music. So at what point did songwriting come into the fray for you?
Pretty early, actually. I started writing almost off the bat. I wanted to create, you know, riffs. You know, when I was playing rock bands, you know, some of the first music that I wrote, I hadn't been playing guitar probably for even a year. You know, I started jamming with your friends and coming up with riffs and stuff like that. So I always wanted to write songs and create something new. As much as I love learning, you know, other people's songs, I wanted to create for whatever reason, and I've always been like that. I've always wanted to, you know, get into making something that's my own, and, you know, having the influences, of course, but trying to find my own voice within, you know, whatever sort of style I was in at the time.
Visit Alistair at his official website, www.agsongs.com. Here is Alistair Green with the title track of his latest CD, Through the Rain.
Don't look too good.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the December Artist of the Month, One Eyed Doll, and their latest release, Break. In a fairly short amount of time, this dynamic duo, comprised of Kim Freeman and Junior, have become the toast of South by Southwest and have amassed a loyal worldwide following due to their out-there songcraft and fiery stage presence. One-Eyed Doll, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit One-Eyed Doll at their official website, www.oneeyeddoll.com. Albuquerque's intelligent alternative just got a whole lot smarter. Local IQ and Rockwired Media are pleased to present to you Local IQ Radio, a new weekly online radio showcase coming soon to local-iq.com. Local IQ Radio is your guide to music, art, theater, and film from the Duke City and beyond. Local IQ Radio, coming sooner than you think to local-iq.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. Today, we're giving it up for Alistair Green and his latest release, Through the Rain. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Alistair regarding his latest release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
In putting this album together, I mean, was it, an effort on your part to make an album that was, you know, a straight-ahead rocker as opposed to a blues album, or did it just sort of happen that way when you got in the studio?
Well, I actually started working on this record, you know, like, I think 2005. Wow. And it didn't really start as an album. It started more as, I just wanted to go and start recording some of the songs. songs that I'd written, say, like in the early to mid-90s. So that started with three or four songs, and then I got involved in an album project. I have, you know, since 2005, I think I've put out, you know, three different CDs, or, you know, so it's just kind of been like a process where I had a few songs recorded, then I had a couple songs left over from Walking in Circles, then I wrote a few more kind of harder edge songs. So it kind of came about, it wasn't like I said, well, I'm going to make a rock record in 2005. It was more like, I'm going to record a few songs, and then, you know, over the last few years, I just all of a sudden realized, hey, I've got enough stuff for a rock record.
Gotcha.
it wasn't like some grand scheme or grand design. It just sort of happened that way, so.
And how has the songwriting process for you changed over from the first time from say 2006 to now?
Not a lot. I mean, it's really random. I don't spend as much time writing as I want to, but you know, I'll have some sort of a lyric will come to mind, a couple lines, I'll write it down. You know, I'll be noodling around on the guitar and riff will keep kind of sticking and popping up and stuff, and at a certain point I'll go, okay, well, I need to, you know, find some music for these lyrics or write some lyrics for this music, and but it's definitely not a disciplined thing at this stage, although I wish it was more so, but it just kind of depends on what it is that I'm doing at the time, whether it's, you know, writing lyrics or playing some guitar.
I see. And from this current album, what songs stand out for you the most personally and why?
Well, I would say, you know, the two songs that are on the complete different ends of the spectrum for me, there's a song called Take Me With You, which is very much an Americana, almost kind of alternative country-sounding song that's, you know, more kind of in a major key, a little bit more... I don't know, melodic in a way that I probably haven't gone before. And then, you know, one of the more recent songs that I wrote for the album is called Get Your Evil On, and that's like more of like a heavy sort of, you know, Sabbath meets Government Mule kind of thing. So those two songs to me, you know, probably mean the most to me on the record.
I see. And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
That's a good question. Well, I guess if they're familiar with my, you know, previous CDs, is, you know, hopefully they'll come away, you know, having, you know, liking some of my stuff that's a little bit different, and just knowing that, you know, this is, you know, music that I care very, you know, greatly about, and, you know, some, hopefully they'll have a good time listening to it, and hopefully if it's a younger person, they'll, you know, maybe be inspired to pick up a guitar and try doing it for themselves.
The last time I interviewed you, you said something that really stuck with me, believe it or not, you know, 3 years ago. You said something along the lines of, you know, not being a weekend warrior guitar player.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, how are you holding up these days with that economy, you know?
Well, you know, I'm lucky to have a great part-time job playing guitar in the Alan Parsons Live Project. And, you know, in doing so, you know, I feel that, you know, gives me a little bit of a leg up in as far as, you know, your resume. I mean, as a musician, it's about your resume and trying to kind of keep adding to it, keep, you know, putting things on it that are going to set you apart from other people. There's a lot of great blues guitar players out there. There's a lot of great blues rock guitar players out there. And, you know, a lot of them are playing bars and small clubs like me. And I'm lucky enough right now to have a great, like I said, part-time job playing with a guy and, you know, touring around the world. So, you know, it's holding up good. Would I like to be doing more of that? Absolutely. But, you know, I'm playing a lot. I'm teaching guitar lessons, you know, to kids. And I'm playing with my band and I'm touring the world with a classic rock guy. So I would say it's going pretty good.
I know this is probably too soon to be asking this with the release of this album, but what's next for you musically?
Well, there's a couple of things that I've kind of been thinking about. We recorded a show. I've yet to hear the entire recording, but it's, you know, there could be another live CD in the works, depending upon what it is that I hear from this live recording we did. And I do have a stockpile of, I wouldn't say like blues songs per se, but some more kind of something that's a little bit maybe akin to maybe my first CD, a little bit more kind of just straight ahead blues rock, kind of, you know, Robin Trower meets Gary Moore kind of material that I've been sort of putting away over the last few years. So I've got a couple different things that I'm toying around with after I, you know, finish kind of, you know, doing the big promotional push for this one.
Visit Alistair at his official website, www.agsongs.com. From his CD Through the Rain, here is Alistair Green once more with Get Your Evil On.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Alistair Green for his time and his music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line.